Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome into the Jayhawk Talk Podcast. I am Kevin. Join with me, as always, on this beautiful Sunday, Andrew. Andrew, welcome to the Jayhawk Talk Studios. How are you doing today?
I am doing pretty good, Kevin. We got that 12th straight yesterday. Got it with a week left to go in the season. Got down the Nets. Got to watch a little video. Got to bring out the trophies. All is good in Jayhawk land.
Yes, it is, Andrew. And we are here to talk a little bit about the 12 straight to the streak. We need a new hashtag, though, right?
Right.
Every year, there's like a new hashtag.
Right. So I think that the first one, well, this isn't the first one, but the first one that was like a big deal.
Eight straight.
Was eight straight, right?
Eight straight, yeah.
People were like, we got to get to eight so we can do the eight, S-T-R, eight.
Eight.
Like, that's
eight
perfect.
Straight.
Well, and then you continued on. Nine straight, nine.
Nine
straight,
nine.
But it doesn't work. So they made nine work. 10 was easy. You could do a million things with 10. 11, last year, they did a lot. Well, so what are we going to do? So Stat Boy came up with Bill 12.
Bill 12.
T-W-E-L-F. And so we've been trying to promote Bill 12.
Bill 12.
And it didn't really catch on Twitter.
No, it didn't. So it was a good try.
Shout out to Stat Boy, who spent probably 7 hours trying to develop that one little hashtag, that little the greatness that is Bill 12.
Bill 12.
I like Bill 12, but it didn't catch on. I think that the one that has caught on is the ST, and then the 12 is the R. So ST 12-8.
So a 12-8. I don't like that. Yeah. It doesn't look good on Twitter.
And then there's like a lot of things about dozen. I went to Kansas Sampler yesterday, otherwise known as Sampy or the Sampy. And there was I think it said something about the not dirty dozen, but something about championships by the dozen. That one's okay.
Yeah. I think we're stretching now.
We're stretching. I'm going with Bill 12. We should make our own t-shirts that say Bill 12.
I like that. If you want a Bill 12 t-shirt, you just let us know. We're going to order at least six of them. We're going to make $3 on it. Worth it, though. We'll donate it to charity or something. Andrew, let's talk about the rundown for this podcast. We're going to talk a little 12 for 12, get into the streak a little bit, talk about Baylor and Tech from this week, mention the rotation because it continues to be pretty interesting, especially with some of the bench folks, especially on the wing. We're going to get into, I don't know if you know this, Andrew, Wayne Selden kind of hasn't been very good since the Kentucky game. So you and I are going to do our thing to try to get him out of his funk in preparation for March. So
and we did this
we're going to do that.
We did this last year and it worked.
It did work.
We did a little meditation session.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do this for Wayne to get him back on track.
Yep.
We're going to get South Korea Wayne back.
That's right.
And then to close out the show, we're going to do a little Big 12 outlook, do a little bracketology, preview next week. And then Kevin, I wanted to jump in because I got to say, I have another step your game up game.
Oh, good.
I think it went over really well last week. A lot of people were really into the Dashboard Confessional stuff. I did not realize there were so many Dashboard Confessional fans. I thought it was just you.
It's not just me, and I'm not a Dashboard Confessional fan. But
people kind of went nuts for it.
It's a little bit of our demographic, though. I mean, like, I'm like 32. So when Dashboard Confessional was big, I was in college or in high school, so whatever.
Well, one of our biggest reactions all year,
and I'm super white,
has been not a dunk from Brandon Green, not a three from Sviatoslav. The biggest reaction we've had has been, or one of the biggest reactions we've had, is this Dashboard Confessional thing. So I've got another one for you.
All right.
At the end of the episode.
I don't know what it is.
It's related to the 12 straight.
Good.
Championships, but let's move on and talk about the Big 12 title. The first question I want to talk to you about, Kevin, is because we've got 12 straight now, this is kind of getting ridiculous. You've got all these national media people saying, like, this is incredible. Do you really understand that what's going on? But really, as a fan, this is a fan podcast. We watch on TV, we watch in the stands. Are we able to put this in perspective right now? We live game to game, season to season. Like, do we get the magnitude of what this is?
No.
I don't think we do.
No.
Because this is just, like, another one. And I don't want to say it's routine, but it's kind of routine and almost expected. It shouldn't be expected because it's incredibly hard to do when we're playing against teams that have Buddy Hield on it or this new West Virginia crazy stuff that's going on. They're winning games all over the place. I don't think that we're able to put this in perspective. I don't think that we'll be able to understand and appreciate this for 10, 15 years, maybe longer.
Yeah, and you mentioned expectations. I think the expectation in, you know, for KU and is and probably always will be to win games, to win the Big 12, to win the conference, to go to the Final Four. That's never going to change, but it's almost like the expectations are that's kind of like the low end of the expectations. You know, it's like you have to win the Big 12 regular season title. That's a given. Okay, now let's go on to the next expectation. And that's kind of silly because it's hard to do. I mean, I think I read somewhere that Bill Self has more regular season titles in the last 12 years than Duke or than Coach K has in his career. I mean, that's just like he's the winningest coach in basketball. And you can kind of put that in perspective a little bit. I thought that was one of the more interesting, kind of perspective looks at it. I don't know. I don't think there's a way to compare it. Actually, Clark Kellogg tweeted me yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm not even sure I follow him. So he must have like typed in at Jayhawk.
My uncle trolled both you and him and got this whole tizzy worked up. I'm like, man, my uncle is like he's trolling everybody. Got everybody worked up. And I thought it was funny. So Clark Kellogg.
Yeah, but he like tweeted and said, how do you compare this? Because he was having difficulty comparing it to like another streak or another sport or anything like that. I didn't have an answer. Like, I really didn't know. I didn't really know what to, how to compare it exactly. It's something that's very, very hard to compare.
The one that I saw that I don't know if someone threw it out there or if it was part of that conversation, but the Braves are making the playoffs for 15 straight years.
Yeah.
That could be similar, but that's still, I mean, you've got people locked into long-term contracts on this. Here, the maximum you can have someone is for 4 years.
Right.
And even then, they're really good for 1 year.
Right.
So I'm not even sure that's the best comparison, but that's probably the best I can come up with.
Fair enough. Well, I think you're right. I think it's difficult to put into perspective. But either way, here we are. We get to roll out the table of trophies. The table is getting longer every year. We're going to need another table, I think, if we get another one next year. And that would be an even baker's dozen, Andrew. We could probably do something with that next year. 13
It's going to get harder to come up with these hashtags.
I know.
I do have word. I think earlier today we got a message that Drake has some thoughts on.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Let me see if I can find him. Yeah, here he is.
Got the drink and me going back to 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 back.
That was really nice of Drake to do that for us.
Yeah, that's really nice of him. I love that he did that. It's kind of annoying. It gets kind of repetitive after a while. That must be what other Big 12 teams feel like over and over again, except for 12 years, not 8 seconds. Thank you to Drake for sending that in. I know you're a Kentucky fan. Or a UConn fan, or a Villanova fan, or a Florida fan. But thanks for being a Kansas fan today, Drake.
Yeah, it's really nice of you, Drake. I really appreciate it. We'll see you. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you can come and play that show for Andrew Wiggins that you said you were going to do and never did. But that's cool.
All right, if you come to the one of our games, we'll have a t-shirt ready for you to put on over your Baylor t-shirt or whatever you're wearing on that particular day. Okay, Kevin, let's talk a little bit more of the Big 12 title in terms of the streak. What were you doing the last time KU was not Big 12 champion?
Andrew, I was a sophomore in college at the University of Kansas. I was probably not really studying. I was probably camping for a KU basketball game because we did that every time. We were the camping group, the Buddy Hawks.
All right. That was a big camping group.
It was a big camping group. We started it our freshman year and went all the way through through senior year. So the Buddy Hawks, it's like the Buddy Christ, you know,
from
like
Dogma.
Yeah. But we made a Jayhawk out of it and he's like doing the thing. Anyway, the Buddy Hawks, I don't know, man. I wasn't doing much. I was probably trying to go out and get into a bar somewhere with a fake ID or something.
I like it. The only thing I can remember is I had this crisp red Keith Langford jersey, and I never washed it because, you know, you don't wash clothes in college, do you?
Why would you?
And it was like really wrinkled, and I wanted to wear it to, I think, one of these last games at Allen Fieldhouse, and because it was going to be Keith Langford's senior night.
Sure.
And I ironed it.
You did not.
And it got all messed up. Like it like almost melted. And so I still have nightmares about me ironing my Keith Langford jersey to his senior night.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it was terrible. So, but it was red. It was crisp. We don't wear the reds anymore.
No, no reds. It's been a while.
All right, Kevin, just in terms of the streak, one more question. Are these the good old days?
I think so. You know, it depends who you ask, because a lot of people will measure seasons by postseason success. And we've had some. We haven't had a ton. We've won a lot of games. We've won the most games than over, obviously, the decade than anybody. So I think if they're going to be called the good old days if we drop off. I mean, I think that's the reality. I mean, if we bring a new coach in here in 5 years and we miss a tournament or we, you know, something happened, I don't know, whatever, and things aren't going as well. I think we will look back longingly on the streak and the good old days of the Big 12 under Bill Self. But hopefully, Bill Self sticks around for a little while. We can keep the streak going, and the good old days will last a little longer. What do you think?
I think so too. It's just this is kind of an incredible thing. Like, we expect winning. We're getting a lot of winning. I think it just needs to come in the postseason, and hopefully, this is the year things will turn around, at least from the past couple seasons. So that's our thoughts on the streak generally, but about this team. This team, you know, is constantly being talked about as, you know, no lottery picks on the team, but still able to, you know, win the Big 12. Do you have any thoughts on that in terms of, you know, do you think this is one of the more talented teams? I still think it's a really talented team. There just aren't those top 15 picks.
Yeah, Bill Self has talked about this a little bit. I don't know. I don't really take that as far maybe as he does, because, you know, he's talking about Wiggins and talking about Embiid and Xavier, and then going back, obviously, when we had all the pros on the team before. I think his point is, you know, we've got this team, the ones that are playing extended minutes aren't necessarily going to go and be NBA players. You know, they just aren't. I mean, you're talking Perry might, Wayne maybe someday, I don't know. But you know, you're looking at our pros don't really play. They're the ones sitting on the bench. So I think he's most proud of this group because you look around the league and there are pros, and this group is mostly guys who are a little bit more unheralded, guys that, you know, maybe got overlooked by top programs, with Devontae and Frank and Landon all playing extended minutes. Jamari, these guys were not blue chip recruits, and I think he maybe takes a little bit more from that, because I think maybe he feels like he's coached them up to be, you know, all Big 12 or you know, winning the Big 12 type of players, and I don't know, maybe he takes a little bit more from that other than just getting the horses and letting them run.
I think so too. Let's move on and talk about what happened this week, Kevin, and let's be quick and talk about Baylor and Texas Tech. We'll do just a takeaway each because we've got a lot more stuff to talk about, and we've already kind of forgot about these. So Baylor, last week we won 66-60 down there in Waco. Just a quick breakdown. This was the fewest possessions of the season with 55. So it was really slow and plodding. But I think we dissected the zone pretty well. And the defense certainly tightened up in the second half. We only allowed 24 points. And I think that was, at the time, Baylor was ranked the number 9 overall offense in KenPom. So I think that that's pretty good.
Yeah.
In terms of what we're able to do against them. You have a takeaway from that game, Kevin?
Yeah, I think it was that I just absolutely loved that game. I mean, it was such a gross game, as you mentioned, just from a possession standpoint. But I think it was kind of one of my favorites of the season because KU didn't need to go win that game. I mean, they definitely needed to win at OU, at least at the time. And Baylor, you know, going in there, KU would have still been a one seed if they'd have lost. KU still would have probably won the Big 12 if they'd have lost. But they just went down there and got it anyway. And I think that was kind of the takeaway that I had, was just that kind of a program win. You know, you go down there, you know, we've taken care of Baylor in the past, And, you know, obviously Baylor was going to take that game really seriously. It's a good, be a huge resume builder. And we just went down there and got it done. And I thought that was kind of my biggest takeaway, just because it was one that we didn't necessarily need, but they had the, you know, the toughness to go down and get it anyway. So that was probably my takeaway.
I've just got one quick takeaway on Landon Lucas. The last six games, this is including Texas Tech, averaging 10.3 rebounds a game. That would be the best in the conference if that was his season rate. So Landon Lucas killing it on the boards, and I think we've definitely needed him. With him in the game, it's tough to say knowing what we saw earlier in the season, but we are so much better with him on the floor now.
Yeah, it's insane. I am fully converted. I think there will be matchups where he isn't as good, but even in games where I would not have expected him to be very good, like, for instance, like West Virginia, I mean, we were a totally different team without him on the court. So maybe he's starting to even get himself matchup proof. I don't know.
All right, I have a new segment for you. Okay. When after a game, we have to determine, is this a Brandon Green game or a Sviatoslav game? Because either one of them is going to go off, and it's not both of them. I think they've gone crazy in the same game twice, maybe once or twice. But mostly, a game can be decided whether it's a Brandon game or a Sviatoslav game. And the past two games have been Sviatoslav games.
Actually, past three. I mean, the K-State game.
So before that. Sviat, yeah. Just killing it. With that in mind, let's talk about Texas Tech. 67-58 home win. Quick breakdown. Not a pretty game at all, right?
No.
But we got to cut down the nets. We ended Texas Tech's five-game winning streak. Hello. Kevin, you want to talk about Sviat? Let's talk about Sviat.
You want me to? I would love to. Sorry, I thought you were taking it.
No, I want you to hear your passion.
I'm so excited that he's playing well. He's starting to fill it up. He's looking confident. Everyone keeps talking about his confidence, confidence, confidence. Well, it's easy to be confident when you see the ball go in once or twice. And he's been seeing it go in a lot. And, you know, when he's on the court, we've talked about this, but, like, the ball moves better. The passing is better. It's more crisp. It's moving more.
I almost stop you right there. Is he the best passer on the team? In terms of skill? Like, if you had a passer rating on a college basketball video game, like, is that number higher than everyone else's number?
I think it probably should be. Did you see that pass for Jamari?
They're like, so quick and crisp, and he's able to cover up a lot of distance, get by a lot of defenders with that pass. I don't think he's a point guard passer, but I think in terms of if he's got the ball at the elbow, that ball can go anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm with you. He's playing really well, and it's about time, Andrew. We've been waiting for him to make some three-pointers. Everyone's talking about how he doesn't miss in practice, and pregame he makes like 400 out of 400 every time. Now he's starting to make some in the game. He went 5 for 5 from three against Texas Tech, and it looked like all of them were like crisp. I mean, it was I wish he would have shot 15 more, because I'm not sure he would have missed many more than that. He was really doing well, and perfect timing. You know, like, we need to have that off the bench. I don't care if it's him or Brandon or both, but we need to have someone coming off the bench and being a threat, honestly, for the spacing. Like, that's – it gives Perry more room. It gives Frank more room, Devontae more room. If you got that shooter that you have to be concerned about, and both of those guys are now in that category. We knew Brandon was. All of a sudden, Spee is too, and that helps your offense.
Is this the rise of Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a thing. I saw someone tweet that.
That's funny.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
All right, so with that in mind, with Spee or Brandon, let's talk a little bit about the rotation going forward into the Big 12, wrapping it up, and then into the tournament, and then into the NCAA tournament. All right, first question on the rotation. First one off the bench, Fiat or Brandon Green?
Man, that's a good question. It's been Brandon, but I don't know, man. I think it's probably going to be continue to be Brandon, but with a short leash. that's just what he is. The only thing matchup-wise, I think both of them are not amazing defenders. Obviously, we know Brandon's not. I think Speed's a little better. if it's a matchup that's going to be difficult for Brannon, just generally, you know, it's not a bigger guy. Maybe if it's someone smaller on the wing who's going to have to keep in front of him, we might see Svi instead of Brannon. But I think just generally, I think Brannon will continue to get the first crack. But we'll see. At this point, that's a good question because it's up in the air.
Well, we'll see, and we'll continue to determine if it's a Sviatoslav game or a Brannon game. So keep that in mind. Next thing, I think we've come to the conclusion that Landon has locked up that position. Definitely. What does that do for Diallo and Bragg? Are they going to get any minutes going forward?
Well, Diallo's been the first off the bench as a big, which is interesting because Jamari ends up playing more minutes generally. But Diallo's been checking in first, so that's kind of interesting. I don't know what it means necessarily. I do know that Diallo's looked okay. I mean, I think he's been playing pretty well. What's interesting is Bragg just hasn't been playing much. You know, he was getting more minutes than Diallo there for a while and doing some good things, especially on the offensive side. But he's kind of got, I guess, singled out a little bit as well. I don't know. But I do think that Diallo and Bragg are both going to play a role in games here in March. I don't know how big of a role, but one thing about Landon, like, he can rack up some fouls. So and Jamari can definitely rack up some fouls. So I do think that Diallo and Bragg are going to play minutes, and they're going to have to be ready. That is 100% true, and I think they will be. I think they're starting to look a little bit better. Diallo even didn't jump one time. He had an opportunity for a block, and he didn't jump, and he boxed out instead against Texas Tech, the first time I've ever seen him do it, and he got a rebound instead of flailing for a block. So he's learning something.
All right, my last question. Does Wayne Seldon need a break?
Yes. 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 He needs to sit for a little while. Give him his chance. Obviously, you got to start him. But, man, I mean, he's not helping the team a lot. In the Baylor game, he did play good defense. He made a couple of big plays late, getting a couple offensive rebounds. So he's impacting the game at least a little bit.
Let's not forget about the crucial alley-oop dunk to basically win the game.
Yeah.
He came through in the clutch, but late. The rest of the game was not really there.
No. He was playing good defense, but everybody was playing good defense, so that's something. But and I think he does give you more defensively than his folks that would check in on off the bench for him. But, man, he's not adding a lot. He's not getting in the lane. He's turning the ball over. He's very much not making three-pointers. And this is something we were a little worried about with Wayne. We were worried about consistency. We were worried about him kind of falling back into what he was last year and the year before when people had high expectations for him. He just wasn't meeting them. And then he kind of set expectations even higher after Korea and after starting off so well this season. But hopefully a minor regression, not something that's going to stay the rest of the season.
With that in mind, I think it's time to move on to the meditation segment of the podcast. So last year we did this after we lost a couple games. I don't even remember what the context was. But it worked. It worked. And as we've noticed and we'll notice later on in the podcast, sometimes things we do on the podcast translate into real life. So what we're going to do here is help Wayne Seldon get out of his own head. Because I think that it's all mental here. Right? I don't think that his form is going off the rails. I don't think that it's anything crazy like that. I think he's just in his own head. And I think that's can be seen with the airball chant at Baylor. He airballed the first shot of the game, a three, and then just kind of lost it mentally. Was afraid to take shots, was missing shots. And this past week, he averaged 4.5 points a game. We don't need that. We need Korea Wayne. He averaged 19.3 points in the Korea tournament. And was the tournament MVP. We need him to have a clear head to get ready for March, and we need to channel that South Korean Wayne Seldon swag. So I have a couple ideas on what we can do before we get to the meditation. What we can do as fans to help Wayne Seldon out here. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Let's eat Korean food.
Okay.
And I'm going to have a couple spots for you. These are Yelp number ones. I looked this up. In Kansas City, the Yelp number one Korean food is Soban on Shawnee Mission Parkway. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's up by you, kind of.
Yeah.
Lawrence, O Cafe Korean restaurant on 6th Street. So
there you go.
Next couple days, I think that we should all eat some Korean food to channel that good Korean chi that helps Wayne Seldon out in these situations. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then I also think that we should listen to K-pop, which is like Korean pop music.
No.
Yeah.
That's where I draw the line.
No, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. I'll do it for you. I haven't.
Okay.
I was going to do some research on what songs to listen to, but I can't understand what's going on. So just let it pour all over you, the K-pop. Eat Korean food, listen to K-pop. But I think we should also do some Korean meditation.
All right. Last year we did this, and I remember you came up with some how to bust out of a slump. We found something on the internet.
Right. It's other than slump buster mantras.
Yeah, if you Google slump buster, you might get some interesting returns. But the three things that you found that I remember that we talked about was, what was it again? The three?
Relax,
uh-huh.
Find inspiration,
uh-huh.
And get excited.
There you go.
So relax, okay, so, find inspiration, get excited.
So that's what we need Wayne to do. And I'm actually going to cue up some music here, Andrew. Let's all find our Zen for a second.
Okay. Are you going to lead us through this meditation?
Sure, I can do it. Let me find the music here. Let me get the music going. Hang on one second. It's very important to have the right music. There we go. All right, everybody, if you're driving, pull over. Let me make sure we get our Zen here. Wayne Seldon, we must have a talk. Remember when you were doing things on the basketball court that were pretty neat? And everyone was all like, wow, maybe Wayne Seldon is decent at basketball after all. Remember Korea, Wayne? You were making threes left and right. You were occasionally even driving the basketball. Once in a while, you even dunked it. It is time for you to return to that Wayne. It is time for you to return to Korea, Wayne. You're asking yourself, how, Jayhawk Talk Podcast? How do I get it back? I can't just go to Korea to find inspiration again. I know, that's not practical at all. You have classes, a couple more games. You probably have some practices, classes, things to go to, things to do. But I have good news. It's simple to get Korea Wayne back, Wayne. Get rid of all the negative energy in your brain, all those tweets from Stat Nerd saying that before this year, you were probably one of the worst starters in recent KU memory, all the problems playing in the United States in front of scouts has caused you. Return to Korea, Wayne. Listen to our Korean music here. That might have been a little racist. This is probably not even Korean music at all. But just try to imagine it being Korean music. Just humor us. Listen to the music. Find Korea Wayne. All right, I was going to let the music go on, but it just kept going.
Okay, it's like...
Oh, there it goes. Oh, good. We had the gong at the end. Now we're good. I think that had to work, right?
I hope so.
No?
I hope so.
So.
We'll see. There was some shade thrown in that. Probably made him feel bad.
What?
No. He just needs to get back. We know it's there. Like, we know
he's
it's
blocking
there.
Out the negative energy. He needs to know what the negative energy is to block it out.
He needs to get rid of it. He just needs to focus on what he's doing. And he's good to go. We know he can play.
All right. Well, we know he has played. We know he can play occasionally. We know he can make shots sometimes.
He just needs to start making shots.
He needs to make shots. At least make shots.
He just needs to focus. He needs to what did I say? We're relax, find inspiration, get excited.
That's all you gotta do.
All right. Let's move on and talk about the games coming up this week. Monday, big Monday in Austin, Texas, against the Fighting Shaka Smarts. Mm-hmm. Previous meeting in Allen Fieldhouse, we won by 976-67. Did you see Shaka getting a little salty this weekend?
I did. What was that? It kind of came outside while the students were in line or something, and I don't know, he was playing to the crowd a little bit. He was like, OU sucks!
Yeah, well, that's part of, like, one of their chants. Is OU sucks. But, so, I mean, it's not like out of nowhere he said it. It's kind of a thing they said.
It looked like it.
But still a little salty. Shaka gets a big win against OU this weekend. They're now tied for third with Baylor and Oklahoma in the Big 12. Going to be tough to go down there to Austin, Kevin.
Yeah, it is. I think in that game that they played, they went on like a 20-0 run or 22-0 run. Something crazy to take control of that game. Five players in double figures. Taylor's obviously still a stud. Lambert's been playing better. And obviously, you got to be weary of the man, Prince eBay, as well. Still no Cameron Ridley, but the team is playing really well. And I think this will be a tough one, Andrew. I expect the line to be, what, about a pick 'em? Maybe KU minus one? I mean, it's going to be
close.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Texas is up to number 26 in KenPom. I have not seen what KenPom predicted for this game, but I imagine it is a very close KU win, would be my guess. So,
let me pull it up. It is a 71-70 prediction for KU win.
There you go. So, I expect it to be pretty close. And I don't know. The way KU's playing right now, it's hard to pick against them, even on the road. But this one, they might lose. I mean, this is a tough game. It's going to be tough to turn around after celebrating, after the Big 12 thing. And Self even said, hey, we want our guys to go celebrate. We're going to take, just do a walkthrough on Sunday and that's it. So it's not like they've been practicing and leading up to this game and ready for it. But then again, Texas played OU this last weekend and obviously expended a lot of effort there as well. So who knows? I don't want to hide behind the quick turnaround because they've got a quick turnaround as well. But I think it's going to be a good game. I think there's a chance that KU could drop this one. What do you think?
I think so, too. It'll be close. Sometimes when other teams win big the time before they play KU, they always come out flat in the next game. So maybe that'll happen. But, we just won big in terms of, getting over that hump of winning the Big 12. So there's going to be kind of weird psychological, physical, as they're heading the game, probably on both sides.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Saturday, 3 p.m. ESPN. Iowa State comes into Allen Fieldhouse. The previous meeting in Ames, Iowa, we lost 85-72. But if you remember, we led by 7 at the half, so that second half was pretty dirty.
We should have led by 15 at half.
Yeah. Bill Self has never been swept in a two-game series in the Big 12. So that will be on the line as well. It will also be senior night for Jamari Traylor and Evan Manning, in addition to Perry Ellis. So they will all start, at least for the first couple minutes. Evan Manning will probably be yanked pretty quickly. But the other two may stay in, or Jamari may stay in for a little bit longer. It'll be fun to see those guys for the last time here in Allen Fieldhouse. Sorry to see him go, but, they were, Jamari's been around forever. Jamari was on the 2012 Final Four team, at least on the bench anyway.
Yeah.
And Perry, obviously a staple, and Manning is a name that will be remembered in KU history. So this is a big senior class.
I agree. And it will be...
Oh, and Hunter. I forgot about Hunter.
How did you forget about Hunter?
Oh, ma'am. I'm Hunter Mickelson. How did I forget? Oh,
It's easy to forget about him because ever since we sang that song, he hasn't played basketball.
Yeah, I think you're the curse. Ever since you came up with the Hunter Mickelson song, he literally stopped playing.
He stopped playing basketball. I'm not sure he's on the team anymore.
Oh, sorry, Hunter. So... will he get to start too? Does that lineup work that way?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, we'll see. I'm sure they'll make it work.
Roy always did the starting thing, but has Self always done the starting thing?
I think so. Dude, even Christian Garrett started.
That's right.
Against West Virginia.
If Christian Garrett can start, they'll find a way to get these guys to start.
So that'll be exciting there on Saturday. You got to get that win against the Cyclones. You want to talk about the Big 12 a little bit? We're going to do some power rankings and some bracketology.
Y'all ready for this? Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
How about playing a little defense? You ever heard of that one, Stan?
BCS.
Dollar signs.
Andrew, before we go any further, I just want to quickly say... KU is number one in the power rankings this week.
Oh, really?
Number one in the power rankings. I'm playing the medal ceremony thing right now. Let me figure it out.
Okay, so
KU triumphant in the Big 12.
Gets the trophy.
The Jayhawks have won. Are you trying to talk over me right now? The Jayhawks have won the regular season title for the 12th straight year, 2015-16. Kansas Jayhawks, champions of the Big 12 and the number one in the power.
Yeah, which is more important.
You can go on now. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, that's okay. Number two, let's go up through these quickly. Number two, West Virginia, right, with that Oklahoma loss. Oklahoma three. Iowa State four. You okay with that?
Yeah, I think so.
Texas five.
That's the question, right?
Texas ahead of Iowa State?
Yeah, since we're playing them.
Okay, let's move Texas ahead of Iowa State.
Middle of the week, we'll switch it.
And then, oh, we're playing them both, though. Oh.
I know.
Yeah, we'll switch it after the other game. In mid.
Regardless of what happens.
Yeah, six Baylor. Yeah, that's fine. Seven Texas Tech. Eight K-State. Nine Oklahoma State. 10 TCU. Okay.
That sounds right.
I think that's a good power ranking. Let's go to the bracketology. Kevin, just a little preface. I like watching ESPN games. They're fun to watch on ESPN. I think they do a pretty good job. But I don't think anything compares to watching games on CBS. It feels bigger. It feels like it's tournament time.
Yeah.
And with that in mind, as we talk about bracketology, even though we're going to take it from Joe Lunardi at ESPN, can you play the CBS basketball music?
Yes, I can. Give me 1 second. There it is.
Okay, so this, whenever I hear this song, it just gets, I can't be any happy. This song.
It's March in, like, 2 days.
I know. Some people are probably listening to it, and it is.
In March.
And I'm so jealous of you.
Welcome
already
to
in,
March. I'm
yeah,
so excited.
So
for you.
Jealous. All right, so let's talk about the bracketology. Kind of crazy for the Big 12 this year. This is from Joe Lunardi, Sunday morning, the 28th of February. KU obviously is number one overall. OU has been dropped down to a number two after their loss to Texas. West Virginia has climbed up to a three. Iowa State is a four. Texas is a six. Baylor is also a six. And then Texas Tech, I think, fell from a seven, but they're now at 8 after the KU loss. That is 7 teams in the top half of the bracket from the Big 12, Kevin.
Yeah, that's insane. I'm not sure. It'd be interesting to try to find some research on this, but if that's ever happened before, not just with the Big 12, because I don't think it has, but in other conferences, how many times has a conference had 7 teams in the top half of the bracket?
Well, and not only now, that, but maybe even 70% of the conference.
Yeah, and that's kind of the qualifier.
Yeah.
Some conference, I mean, if you've got 14 teams in the conference or 16 or 20 or whatever it's going to end up being, I mean, that's different. But I think the 70% qualifier, I would guess it hasn't happened before. I mean, that's just my guess. But,
you know, the Big East got a lot of teams in mid-2000s when the Big East expanded.
Yeah.
So maybe somewhere around there, but this is probably unprecedented. All right, let's talk about the games this week, Kevin. Monday, KU goes to Texas. That'll probably be one of the better games of the week. Oklahoma State goes to Iowa State. Kind of boring. Then we've got Tuesday. This is probably one to look at. Baylor goes to Oklahoma. Oklahoma probably needs to get a win. They've dropped, I think, 4 of 7.
Yeah.
This is, even though it's at home, probably need a good win against the top 25 team.
Agreed. And then Wednesday, we've got TCU at K-State in a game that I could not possibly care less about. We've got Texas Tech at West Virginia, which could be interesting. Friday game, Andrew. A Friday game. Am I reading this right?
That's right.
Texas at Oklahoma State. Too bad it's a crappy game, but it is a Friday game. Texas at Oklahoma State. And then Saturday, as we mentioned, KU will play Iowa State on senior night. We've also got K-State at Texas Tech, Oklahoma at TCU, and West Virginia at Baylor, which could be an interesting one as well. So some good games coming up this week. And I don't know what you think about this, Andrew, but I kind of like this perfect world scenario segment that we put together last week.
Mostly because it worked out perfectly. So
before,
Kevbo9 on Twitter said, these are the three things that need to happen for it to be a perfect world. Well, all three of those things happened.
Yeah.
On this very podcast, we said five games to watch out for this week in terms of a national perspective to help KU and which team to root for. Well, all five of those games that we wanted to go went the way we wanted it to go. Again, so we're kind of 8-0.
Yeah.
So I think we should do it again.
Let's do it again.
Okay. So it's kind of magic, right? We're 8-8. But we've got a share clinched at least of the Big 12 title. Looks like we're on a pretty good track for number one seed unless something crazy happens. Do we really need to use it for us, or should we just use it against Mizzou for Mizzou to lose out?
I mean, I guess we could test the limits of this.
All right.
We could just like do like 15 of them and just see what happens.
We could, but I want to just test it against Mizzou. So I want, in a perfect world, Mizzou loses at LSU and then loses to Florida at home. That's probably not that crazy.
That's not magic,
but I
Andrew.
Think we need to use our magic against Mizzou just because we can.
I think we should try to use our magic for Mizzou and see really how strong it is, because that's what they're going to need to win both of those games.
We'd never do that. Never do that. Okay, Kevin, it's nearing the end of the podcast, which means it's time for Step Your Game Up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you wait for?
Step your game up.
Go come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just...
All right, Andrew, hit me.
Okay. On March 12th, 2005, that was the day that KU clinched its first Big 12 title in this stretch of 12. So this was that 2004-05 season, the Keith Langford, Wayne Simeon, Aaron Miles senior year season. So in my opinion, on March 11th, we were not Big 12 champs. Okay. On March 12th, and every day since, we have been Big 12 champs.
Correct.
You agree with that? So what this game is to, you have to tell me between these two historical events, which one came before KU was Big 12 champs in this stretch.
Okay.
You like this? Does this work?
Yes.
You're following me? Okay, so there's five categories. So five questions.
Okay.
Deaths of historical figures, technology, sports, politics, and pop culture. We've got five questions. Which one of these things happened before March 12th, 2005, when the streak started? Are you ready, Kevin?
I'm ready.
And category number one, deaths of historical figures. Okay? Pope John Paul or Old Dirty Bastard?
So the point is one of these happened before and one happened after?
Which one died before KU became Big 12 champs and has not relinquished that role? It's Pope John Paul.
I actually don't know the answer to this.
Or Old Dirty Bastard. Both widely popular historical.
Sure. I remember both deaths. Which one happened before? I'm going to go with ODB.
ODB is correct.
Yes.
ODB died on November 13th, 2004, while Pope John Paul died less than a month later after the KU clinched the Big 12 on April 2nd, 2004.
Right.
You are one for one, Kevin. Okay.
Doing good.
Moving on to category two, technology. The first one is Facebook changes its name from the Facebook, or blog is added to the dictionary. The word blog is added to the dictionary.
I don't remember when blog was added to the dictionary, but I very much remember when the Facebook changed to Facebook. I don't remember when it was, but I remember that day. And actually, I remember KU the Facebook was before that. I don't know if you were around before then. KU the Facebook was a thing. I am going to say that a blog was added before.
That is correct, Kevin. That was in 2004, and Facebook changes its name from the Facebook in August 2005. That was after. OK, Hey, you're two for two. You're good. You're doing pretty well here. All right, category three, sports. All right, Louisville leaves Conference USA to join the Big East, or Karl Malone retires from the NBA.
Wow.
Louisville leaves Conference USA to join the Big East, or Karl Malone retires from the NBA. Which one happened?
Louisville happened before.
Louisville happened after.
Dang it!
That happened in the summer of 2005. Karl Malone retired on February 13th, 2005. So Karl Malone retired literally 1 month before this streak started.
This seemed early for him to retire in February.
Well, he couldn't get a job.
Fair enough.
Took his time. Okay, so you're 2 for 3. Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad. But just kind of weird to think that Karl Malone, you know, think of him a player from the 90s. But
yeah.
It was literally a month before this streak started. And Louisville has changed conferences 100 times since then.
Yeah, like 9 times since.
All right, here we go. Category 4. Let's have a strong finish, Kevin. This is politics. You should know this. You ready?
Yeah.
Sarah Palin is sworn in as governor of Alaska, or Barack Obama is sworn in as senator from Illinois in the United States Senate.
That's a good one.
Which one happened before?
I think Sarah Palin happened before.
That is incorrect.
Sarah Palin
was sworn in as Alaska governor in January 2006, Kevin, and Obama was sworn in as senator from Illinois January 3rd, 2005. So he became a senator literally 2 months before this streak started. 9 weeks.
Struggling.
Before this streak started. So you are 2 of 4.
I need some meditation.
You need this last one. You need this last one. Pop culture. Okay? Which one happened before the streak started? Britney Spears marries Kevin Federline? Or Dave Chappelle leaves the set of the Chappelle Show and heads to South Africa, effectively canceling his own show? Which one happened before March 12th, 2005?
I'm going with Chappelle.
Chappelle happened after.
God damn it.
That happened in April 2005. Britney Spears married Kevin Federline on February 18th, 2000.
Good ones, Andrew.
So you were two,
you did better than me at home.
2 for 5. You
not great.
Got 2, lost 3.
Can we go back to Dashboard Confessional lyrics?
Yeah, that's your wheelhouse.
Apparently.
You just know KU things and Dashboard Confessional.
I guess that's it.
That's your deal. But anyway, I think everyone, as well as the players, should celebrate this 12th straight title. And not only celebrate this 12th straight, but this one specifically. I think this one may have been the hardest to do.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, we had a moment where, you know, it looked like we weren't going to win. It seems like a lot of years we have that kind of moment, and then things happen, and KU goes on a streak, and everyone else folds, and that happened again. So great to see. Hopefully KU can get the championship to themselves later this week. A big game coming up, obviously, tomorrow, Monday, when many of you will be listening to this, almost March, and then Saturday, knee deep into March when we have senior day at Allen Fieldhouse. So, Andrew, anything else you want to add before we get out of here?
Just to go to iTunes and give us a rating or review. Kevin, I think you have the latest review.
Johnny in Portland says, been a Jayhawks fan since Aaron Miles and Michael Lee. Been a fan of the podcast since you guys started. I don't know about that. Do you think he was really the one in the first ones?
There's a very select one. Few. Very select few.
Anyway, Johnny continues. Appreciate your work. 5 stars all day. Hashtag rock chalk.
Hashtag all day. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny.
For everyone else out there, go to iTunes and give us a subscription. It's the quickest way to get the podcast to your listening device, your iPhone or your Teddy Ruxpin or whatever it is you listen to us with. So go there, subscribe. It will go immediately to your device. And give us a little rating, like our guy from Portland. So it's been a great week, Kevin. I did buy a Big 12 championship shirt.
Already?
I went there yesterday. It has all the little signs from the crowd that say back to back to back to back.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm going to find that sign and use it on this podcast. Anyway, Andrew, let's get out of here. Thank you once again, everybody who tunes in. We truly, truly appreciate that you take 45 minutes out of your day, or 50, which is where we are right now on this podcast, to listen to us yap about KU. Really appreciate it. We will catch you next time on the Jayhawk Talks podcast, hopefully, Andrew, in the sole possession of the trophy in the Big 12. Until then, talk to you.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby. I tried to tell them every time we on the court. I tried to tell them that we never coming up short. I tried to tell them that we came here to get the win. I tried to tell them that they should never let us in. They say that we the best, but I say we the greatest. That's why they try to knock us down and always seem to hate us. That's why they talk about us. They know they can never fade us. It's tradition and that Kansas pride that has truly made us. They know just how we feel. They know at Allen Field that we gon' keep it real. Shout out to Bill. This for them fans that waited off in them long lines, camped out before the games, and they stayed a long time. Every dollar that we spend just to watch our team win, on a Jayhawk shirt or a new clean Benz with a sticker on the back with the K and the U. Uh-huh, yeah, baby, that'll make you say, ooh. We at the top of the top, just like we should be. Started from the bottom, thanks to what James could see. Dr. Naismith made a game for man, changed lives for the players, and did the same for the fans.
Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby.
Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks, baby. All them years that we've been cheering, everything that we've been hearing, all them spreads that we've been clearing, never been no team we fearing, and look how Bill got us fearing, all them tournaments appearing with no team that's interfering. Nine times get the cheering with them banners held high and the crowd going wild. Night before the Final Four, you can't even sleep now. Yeah, we at the peak now, we can't even leap down. March Madness, man, we've been waiting weeks now. If you a Hawks fan, go ahead and hold them ones high. Shout out to the boosters showing love and the alumni. I'm speaking for the fans, even though I'm just one guy. We appreciate the love, love won't run dry. Imagine the state of Kansas with no Jayhawks. That's like having no streets but trying to jaywalk. They see us as support and we see them on the court. So we keep it loud and do our best so we don't come up short. We win together and we lose together. But win or lose, we still booze together. Struggles in my life will change me as a man. But one thing that'll never change, I'll be a Jayhawk fan.
I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces. I ain't even gotta really say it. This one for the fans, that's why I made it. March Madness, here we can't be faded. Rock Chuck Jayhawk in your faces.
This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. This for my Jayhawk fans, for my Jayhawks. Hawks.
And if you love it, then I love it, cause we Hawks.